You're listening to SBS News.
The Mudgee region in the central west of New South Wales is renowned for its wines, with its community immensely proud of their fresh produce. But in this new era of coronavirus, some growers are having to update old practices. Low Wines, a 1,000-acre vineyard which produces 200,000 bottles of organic wine a year, is extending its agricultural endeavours. Winemaker David Lowe says seasonal workers are essential to those plans.
I think having a winery and a cellar door after this is not going to be enough. We're going back to having more hands-on, more labour involved with growing trees, growing vegetables.
Gaetan Lemig and girlfriend Justine Kerbel arrived in Australia on a working holiday visa in January, leaving France before COVID-19 began to devastate their country and spread across Europe. The couple had a fruit-picking job in Port Macquarie who cancelled on them over coronavirus fears and say that up until late March they were living in their car.
I think it's difficult to find a job in at this moment.
Yes, we are on a Facebook group with other backpackers and chaque jour.
Every day.
Every day new backpackers say I have not accommodation and work.
It's a better place to be in a country and not in town because in town we are all together, so it's bad.
But not all backpackers are as fortunate. At the Roth Cherry Orchards in Eurunderee, a tumultuous season severely affected by extreme weather is over. But grower Ingrid Roth says backpackers are still having to be turned away.
I've been getting calls sort of constantly about people looking for work. And often they're just going, well, we need work. We need to get out of Bondi because that's a risk area.
This month, the federal government allowed backpackers under certain seasonal worker schemes to extend their stays for up to 1 year. But they need to isolate for 14 days before they can start work. And Ingrid Roth says for fruits with short harvest seasons, such as cherries, that poses plenty of questions.
I totally understand it because obviously I'm concerned as a mum bringing people into the farm. But in other ways, if we only can offer them sort of a few weeks work, will they come and isolate for 2 weeks first? And where will they isolate?
Andrew Palmer from the Mudgee Chamber of Commerce agrees.
It's difficult for them to get here, so that's certainly impacting the availability of those people.
One solution being touted is the possibility for some seasonal workers to be able to self-isolate on the farms where they're being employed. David Lowe admits that proposal comes with risks, but if done safely and properly, it could have the double benefit of workers getting an income faster and businesses getting much needed labour.
There's a few little things that we'd have to deal with. Obviously, they'd have to be in like dongas, you know, those big office blocks on that you've craned on and off. I support it. I think it's a very good solution. We have so much land, so much opportunity, and we have the work.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.